Afrikaners gather at U.S. Embassy to show support for Trump. By Joel B. Polak on February 16, 2025. A group of about 1,500 Afrikaners gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria, South Africa, on Saturday to present a petition supporting U.S. President Donald Trump and thanking him for his support in his recent executive order. My full speech at today's rally in Pretoria. Expropriation without compensation is not new in South Africa. Many previous laws also amount to uke. The reason we don't have Starlink in SA is because that Elon Musk would have to allow the state to expropriate 30% of his company in pic.twitter.com/pgxacogate. Willem Petzer, at Willempet, February 15, 2025. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, Trump issued an executive order cutting off aid to South Africa and extending refugee status to Afrikaner farmers. In response to South Africa passing an expropriation act that allows the government to seize land without compensation. South Africa's News24.com reported. About 1,500 Afrikaans-speaking people, including a handful who had slept on the pavement outside the American Embassy in Pretoria on Friday night, gathered on Saturday to hand over a memorandum to thank U.S. President Donald Trump for his support. Thanking America and especially Trump, organizer Willem Petzer said, "With the support of the U.S., we can make South Africa great again," to the roar of the crowd. Many in the crowd wore their red MAGA caps in support of Trump. The 26-page memorandum presented by the protesters says, in part, "In response to your invitation, we as concerned citizens of South Africa, suffering under the misguided policies of the racist ANC regime in South Africa, hereby submit information regarding racist laws in South Africa, land grabs and farm attacks that may be helpful in formulating your policies regarding South Africa's ANC government and its ally, the South African Communist Party." The information in this memorandum provide a glimpse into the volume of discriminatory laws and other legislative and executive measures excluding whites from meaningful participation in South Africa's economy and the incremental descent into the abyss of Marxist communism permeating South Africa's political environment. The legislative measures selected in this memorandum were passed by the racist regime of the ANC or amendments made to laws enacted prior to taking of power by the current regime. These laws and/or amendments promote the ANC's enterprise through incremental nationalization measures, the curtailment of civil liberties and promoting the monopoly of a state-colonized economy. Trump's criticism of South Africa has provoked a political crisis in South Africa, with leaders of various different parties and interest groups scrambling to assemble delegations to the U.S. to explore possible negotiations. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.